Each and every day, we're faced with all sorts of decisions. Some of them are big, some of them are small, some of them may seem very insignificant, but the decisions start right when you get out of bed in the morning. You walk to your closet, you're deciding what to wear for the day. Now, what you choose to wear is going to depend on what you've got to do. If you're going to be mowing the lawn or doing other work in the yard, you're going to choose something different than you would choose if you were going to work or going on a trip or vacation or whatever. You have to decide what you're supposed to wear on that particular day. Now, when it comes to our spiritual life, our walk with God, our interaction with others, the Bible talks to us about what we ought to wear. In fact, in Colossians chapter 3, Paul the Apostle tells us this. He says, "As elect of God, holy and beloved, put on," in other words, clothe yourself with tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, in other words, a whole lot of patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. He goes on and says, "If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also do." Now, earlier in this letter, Paul had already talked about our standing with God based upon what Christ has done for us. He said Christ has presented us to the Father as holy, blameless, and above reproach, right? So here he says, because of that, because you are holy in God's sight, he says, in response to what God has already done, put on these things, clothe yourself with these things. You don't clothe yourself with these things to gain right standing with God or to gain God's favor. Nope, you do this in response. And he says, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, put on kindness, put on humility. In other words, don't be looking down your nose at other people thinking you're superior. Realize we're all in the same boat. We've all sinned and fallen short. We're all people who desperately need a Savior. He says, put on meekness, put on long-suffering, and then do something. Bear with one another. Be forgiving one another. If you have a complaint against another person, just as Christ forgave you, so you forgive that person. How has Christ forgiven you? Well, he's forgiven you absolutely, completely, wholeheartedly. Why? Because it's in his nature. Do we deserve that forgiveness? No, we absolutely do not. Therefore, we shouldn't wait for others to do something that would seem to put them in a position in our eyes anyway of deserving forgiveness. Nope, we forgive even when no one deserves it. And the truth is, none of us really do.